Hello, Stuart Astill here at strategyandevidence.com, doing a very quick podcast audio snack to follow up on the recording that I put up of my talk that I gave on 7 steps to understanding performance, which I did a couple of weeks ago. I've been reading just recently a book, which if you're on the YouTube channel, you'll be able to see, I'm just showing to the screen, is called The Economy of Communion. Strange name for a book, but maybe not that strange when you realise it was something that I tripped over in a bookshop in Assisi in Italy, and that was quite a long time ago, 2006. And it's got something in there that I thought was very relevant to what I said in the talk that I gave about the first step of understanding performance, which is about aims. And in the section that I've got here, it talks about a mindset that it would be helpful to reflect and put yourself in a certain position before really you start thinking about aims. And there's just 2 points that I think it's worth mentioning, and I think this could help people that are going through the process of thinking about aims. So the first step that it says is think about what direction are we going. Now, this isn't talking about you. This is actually talking about a more global context, where society is at and where society is going, what the general sort of flow of society is that's going on at the moment. And when you're thinking about your aims, putting them within that context, or at least putting your mind in the position where you're aware of the context of what the world looks like and the direction that it's going in, it says that that can help you to produce a much more meaningful and context appropriate set of aims. And I think that's a really useful thought, just to spend a little bit of time reflecting on the kind of world that we're in and how that might relate to what it is that you're about to do in thinking about aims. And point two, the heading is, who are we? And I think that's really useful. Even if you're an individual, I think that the part of your mind that you're using, or the reflection that you've got about who you are and which bit of your personality and character it is that you're referring to, is worth a little bit of reflection before you start working out your aims using, you know, my approach in the 7 steps. And if you're an organization, certainly it's worth thinking about who you are as an organization. The people that you're bearing in mind when you're developing these aims is certainly interesting, whether you're thinking about a small group of people that are at the head of the organization, you're thinking about the larger organization, maybe even thinking about the community or the society again that you're embedded in, going back a little bit to thought one. So just a couple of small precursor thoughts, really, to get your mind into the right place before you start thinking about aims. I think that's really useful stuff. I hope that you do too. Just to add on to the thought about aims and the 7 steps to understanding performance, there's just one thing that I want to add before I go today, and that is about this, if you're watching again on YouTube, the slightly strange facial hair arrangement that I've got. I just wanted to mention that this is something that I'm doing for something we have in the UK here called Movember, which is all about the awareness for specific men's health issues. And the idea is that you raise awareness by growing unusual facial, well, not always unusual, but in my case it's fairly unusual and not particularly well-grown facial hair. So look it up, Movember. Think about men's health as a specific issue. Raise awareness with it. If you'd like to donate, the links are on the webpage. And I think that's a great thing that everybody should do once a year. Not necessarily growing the facial hair, but certainly being a little bit more aware about men's health. And that's it for now. Thanks very much for listening. I'm Stuart Astill, and that's from the strategyandevidence.com website. Thank you.